everyone. I'm Jensine Bard, and welcome to Testimony, where truth is told, lives are changed, and hope is given. Revelation 12:11 tells us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, a testimony of your story for His glory.
It gives me great joy to bring to testimony a woman, a wife, a mother of four, former actress and now advocate in helping parents and teens navigate what she terms as pop culture chaos. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome author, speaker, host of Hollywood Insider, and everyone's, quote, counterculture mom, Tina Marie Griffin. Tina, welcome to Testimony.
Thank you so much for having me. I loved finally meeting you face-to-face at NRB, the National Religious Broadcasters event last month. I feel like you're the sister I never met. So thank you for having me on. I loved just meeting you and talking with you there. So this is a joy.
Well, it was absolutely my joy, Tina. You are the gal that is having an impact on every teen, tween, and in-between, including their parents. But before we get to all of this, in part one of our two-part conversation today, can you just share with our listeners how you came to faith in Jesus Christ, your segue in and out of Hollywood to what you are doing today? Tina Griffin, please tell us your story.
Yes, thank you so much. I grew up on a dairy farm in Pulaski, Wisconsin, with two younger brothers. We're all 2 years apart, and parents who were a decade apart, really hardworking mom and dad, still alive today, love me to pieces. Couldn't figure me out when I was a young kid because I was always venturing out away from the farm. I was, playing tadpoles in a creek, catching tadpoles. I was, we didn't have any horses, so I was riding cattle as if they were horses, and driving tractor at the age of four. Reading books and trees. My parents could either never find me, or if they didn't know where I was at, I was constantly working really hard. But I was a big dreamer. And even at a young age, you know, growing up at the farm, I just didn't quite feel like I fit in. Like, I wanted to do more. I wanted to help a ton of people. I always had that mentality. But surprisingly, even though I went to a couple of Bible camps and we went to church every Sunday when I was a kid, I didn't become a believer, place my faith in Christ till the age of 16, which, looking back, I'm like, man, I'm surprised I wasn't 8 or 9 or 10, like when you hear of all these other stories of people. But I stood up in church, walked to the front, and I said, I want 110% I'm in with my faith in the Lord. I'm willing to take a bullet for the cause. And Jensine literally has been my life throughout the years. Whenever I feel like I'm not close to God, I have to take a step back or 5 steps back and say, wait a second, who am I? Why am I here? How did this all begin? And then get reconnected with God deep again in order to do the ministry that I'm doing, because sometimes I want to give up because it's so hard. Death threats, a lot of atheists that are constantly after me through social media, my personal phone with a call and leave nasty messages. So I knew over the years I was going to be used by God mightily, and I wanted to be. I would go to a lot of parties over the years, college, high school, but I was the one that people knew, she won't sleep around. I wanted to wait till I was married to have sex. I didn't want to get drunk. And I've had that mentality over the years. And so people knew I was a Christian. They knew I loved God. I started a youth of life group in my high school as a young kid. A lot of friends stayed after school, and we had this meeting where we talk about the things that we were struggling with as teenagers. I just always loved helping people. And then it went from there to Hollywood. And so that was my faith journey at 16, knowing I wanted to live a life and not waste time going down the wrong path, live fully for the Lord, be used mightily by God, and do great things for God to help as many people as possible. And that's the journey He's had me on for the last 24 years.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Tina Marie Griffin, the counterculture mom of today. Tina, how and why did you decide to do what you are doing today? And I think you've answered that in part already, but you're literally out on the front lines traveling these last 17 years, speaking, teaching, and emboldening teens and parents as to the crisis that is going on in our culture. Can you speak to this?
Yes. I want to cry just thinking about what you just said, because sometimes I'm amazed at what God has had me on, and I love my journey, and I love what the calling he's placed in my life. For the people listening, he's got a calling for you. If you haven't found it, dig deep to the Word of God. He will show you exactly where you want to go. It's going to be a place where you don't know if you can handle it, and you don't know if you have the time or energy. And you know what? That is where God wants you, because if he's doing it, he'll provide the funds. He will give you the energy. He will give you the passion for it. It's not going to waste countless years of not telling you what he wants you to do with the short life we've got on the earth. But just hearing you ask me that question, I want to cry, because I'm so glad that I jumped on board as a young teen what God had for me. I do what I do today because I'm sick of Satan wrecking havoc on so many families around the country. I'm sick of kids getting an STD, and now they have an STD for life and can't have kids now that they're married. I'm sick of babies being aborted when loving families want to adopt them. I'm sick of seeing homeless people on the street with other people driving by in a Mercedes-Benz next to them, staring out of the window. And I had to do something about it. My passion went out to young people because I had five people when I was in sixth grade that were in seventh grade killed in our small town of Pulaski, Wisconsin. So as a young kid, and a guy overdosed on some medication, killed all five people. I knew some of them personally. They were classmates of mine, next grade above me. Small town of 2,000 people, Pulaski, Wisconsin. It was a big deal. Everybody knew everyone. My parents are third cousins. I mean, everybody's related. I was both surprised and happy that he turned out the way I did, because that could have not been good. They met at a wedding. But the point is, that happened when I was a young kid. I saw that. I saw a lot of drug use. I saw people getting pregnant at a young age, and then they were living a life that held them back because they did not wait to have sex until they were married. I saw friends of mine locked in prison. I had two classmates of mine that were drinking at a wedding in their early 20s, and one killed the other, his other best friend slash cousin, because he was driving home drunk and killed his cousin when he was walking home. So all these things impacted me as a young person, where I'm like, Lord, I want to do something. I want to tell kids that there's more to life than drugs and sex and suicide. A classmate of mine had committed suicide in seventh grade, Jensine. And this is going back 25 years ago when we were kids, where it wasn't heard of that often. So when I started seeing that Satan was deceiving the masses, deceiving my generation by promoting sex, drugs, alcohol, suicide, all that junk in the music and in the TV shows back then, not showing the consequences of that, it's 100 times worse today. That's the bad news. Good news is, because I lived through all that, and I saw it in Hollywood and what these celebrities, how they were hypocritical and sheltered their own kids from their own entertainment. I went to their mansions. I've been at the Oscars. I've been in Women in Film and Film Society and Screen Actors Guild. I was a part of that whole world so entrenched for a decade that I knew I had to share to teens that what they're being sold by Satan from Hollywood, a big, fat, deceptive lie. And when I had the footage to prove it, with the video clips of celebrities saying what we're doing is wrong, we rewrite the lyrics for our kids to listen to, and commit a crime before you're 13 because you'll serve less years in prison. These are the videos, Jensine, that I show kids. They get angry. They're frustrated. They say, forget it. They have CD smashing parties, video game smashing parties. They cut up their suicide notes in front of me. They set their knives down on the table and tell me, I'm no longer going to need this for cutting, no longer committing suicide, no longer going to be having sex before marriage, no longer going to be a part of this gang. Jensine, those are the stories that tell me I know I'm doing what God's called me to do. I've got the evidence to prove the deceptive and deceitfulness of Satan, and the kids want something better when they see the dirt that I present these assemblies around the globe. I've been all over the globe, and then give them thousands of positive entertainment choices, because I tell them, Satan wants to kill, steal, destroy, but Christ came that you may have life and have it to the full. How do we have it to the full? Pumping in positive lyrics, positive entertainment, positive friends, positive encouragement, Bible daily going into our mind, and saying no to the junk, to the stuff that's going to rob us of a free and life full in Christ. And when the kids get the tools needed from the evidence that I present being out there firsthand, they are on fire to tell as many people as possible. And that's why I do what I do, because I see the lives that are literally saved and impacted as a result.
Amen and amen. Tell our listeners in our remaining moments here about your encounter with actress Brittany Murphy on a Hollywood set, and why 10 years later her story and death is as relevant now as it was then. Can you explain?
Yes, that was one of the most eye-opening couple of minutes of my life when I lived in Hollywood for those full 10 years. I worked with her on Little Black Book, and she had just wrapped the movie 8 Mile with Marshall Mathers. She did sex scenes in there. She had a couple drug scenes. It was pretty graphic. And I saw it because I was warning kids to run from that movie when I was out speaking. And so when I talked to her on set of Little Black Book, she goes, "Oh, you're Tina Holowinski. You're that pop culture expert chick." I said, "Yeah, that's me. You talk about Marshall Mathers." I said, "Yep." And actually, I talked about 8 Mile. "You did?" I said, "I did." And I said, "I just got to ask you, is it hard to do the drug and sex scenes?" She goes, "Tina, I feel guilty every time I got off set and would drive back home. I don't agree with what I'm doing, but I feel like I have to do it in order to get ahead in the industry." Jensine, those were her exact words. I remember God saying, "Write it down." I did. I have been using that as a quote for the last 10 years to let kids know so many celebrities do not want to be doing what they're doing, but they're told by producers, directors, told by the wardrobe people what to wear, what to say, how to act, that they are feeling guilty, a majority of them, going back home to their mansions, protecting their kids from this stuff. Their kids are not allowed to watch the stuff that they're promoting. And yet they're doing it because they don't want to get blacklisted in the industry, don't want to get fired, don't want to have their acting career come to an end. I felt it. I felt the pressure, and I wasn't a Brittany Murphy. So to see that told me we got to pray for celebrities, but not support and watch any entertainment that is going against the word of God that's the best for our lives and our children's lives, and pick out God-honoring entertainment by actors who love the Lord and are promoting something that's amazing. Like Dennis Quaid, I've been praying for him for years. And for him to see, I can only imagine, see him in that movie role, I bawled when I saw the movie because it was deeper than for me than just the theme of the movie. It was because we had a actor that lived contrary to God's word for years and now is contemplating his belief in the Lord, working on a set that shows what it looks like to have faith in Christ, and lives are changed because of it. That's why I'm so excited about promoting and being involved in films that are uplifting, encouraging, and honor who God is and what he wants for our life.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to speaker, author, former actress, and host of Hollywood Insider, Tina Marie Griffin, whose upfront, no-nonsense, and biblically-based approach to navigating the pop culture crisis has earned her the title Counterculture Mom, and rightly so. You can learn more about Tina Griffin's work, ministry, and mission by visiting counterculturemom.com and get her resources. Invite her to speak. You will be blessed and encouraged and given hope that you did. Tina, it has been such a joy having you share just a little of your amazing story and the impact you are having on today's culture. You are the counterculture mom, and we look forward to hearing much, much more next week. God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Testimony is a global broadcast made possible by the generous contributions of our valued partners at Jensine Bard Ministries and you, our listening audience. Together, we are reaching souls for Christ, one testimony at a time. If you would like information on how you can support this broadcast with your tax-deductible gift, please visit us at jensinebard.com. That's one word, jensinebard.com. And join the conversation at our Facebook page, Testimony with Jensine Bard. Thank you for listening, and please join us again for Testimony.
Last week, you heard just a little of the amazing and profound story of one of today's leading culture warriors for the cause of Christ, your teens, and the parents who love them, just trying to keep up. Keep up with what, you might ask? The onslaught of social media, texting, sexting, bullying, and satanic-driven entertainment designed to corrupt the moral values of your teens. Worse yet, destroy and kill them if they could. How do we fight, warn, inform, and then embolden our teens in this pop culture craze? Here to share this and more is the counterculture mom herself, Tina Marie Griffin. Tina, welcome back to Testimony.
Hey, thank you. Just hearing that intro there, Jensine, it makes everybody's probably thinking right now, well, maybe I should throw out my TV, the laptop, the iPad, the gaming unit. there's a lot. I'm like thinking, man, there is a lot going on just from hearing what you said. But yes, glad to be back. The cool thing is I always give people, parents, grandparents, anybody raising kids today, even kids, I give them the hope that they need. Hey, it is possible to navigate safely through this pop culture chaos. That's what I eat, sleep, and breathe every single day, is to help equip parents, because a lot of people don't have a time. They feel overwhelmed. They don't know which resources to trust. And I've done that research now for almost 2 decades. So to share whatever I know is to help parents have kids that actually respect them, have high morals and standards, get good grades, and including getting my kids involved. They love helping me on speaking events wherever I go, and they just love learning, promoting God's truth. So thank you for letting me do segment 2 here.
Tina, it's an honor to have you back. And to reiterate for those who may have missed part 1 of our 2-part conversation today, you are the mother of 4, the wife of 1 adoring husband, and host of your own radio show, The Hollywood Insider, as well as popular conference speaker, author, and former Hollywood actress who has seen firsthand the pitfalls of that industry, which you are now exposing in your just-released Hollywood Exposed 4-CD series. Can you explain?
Yes, there is a 4-hour series, and let me tell you something. Listening to that, everybody tuning in right now, I might think, 4 hours? Am I going to be able to... You will love it. I wish I could talk 8 hours, because when I get done doing a half-day event, parents are coming up still having questions. They're frantically writing down notes and getting information down. They love it. It's jam-packed. I don't really beat around the bush. I say it like it is and give them tons of meat. So when they get to hearing this 4-hour series, it will give them a lot of great content on how to win back their kids for the Lord, get their entertainment on track inside the home, learn about safety rules and guidelines, how to set up parameters is what they allow in their home, some topics that are on this. And I will tell you, Jensine, the 4 hours of content that I deliver in this newly released Hollywood Exposed series answers a majority of questions that parents have asked me over the last 17 years of speaking. So 90% of what parents are wondering and I need help on, I can guarantee you, will be on this series. I've answered them for you. That's why I made the product, because so many people kept emailing me the same things. I'm like, that's it. I got to actually record what a lot of parents are wanting. So I talk about how TV shows, movies promote identity crisis and gender confusion, what we can do about it, what are the positive entertainment that exists for TV shows and movies today. There are thousands. I let people know exactly where to go to find it. How celebrities promote Satanism and witchcraft in today's music. Jensine, in my app, which we'll talk about in a minute, I do even alerts to let parents know the current shows that are out there, the top shows watched the most by teens. A lot of them promote Satanism, baby sacrifice, witchcraft, the occult. I'm not joking. You got at least 70 or 80% of those shows, especially on Netflix, that promote those activities. I talk about video games, sexting, bullying, social media impact that our children are facing, as well as the app, ones you want to run from, the ones that are excellent, the ones that you can put on your phone that'll help keep a list of where your kids are. And there's a circle device, I talk about it, which is a great device where you can monitor all your tech gadgets in your home. Very simple to set up, about 15 minutes per kid. You can set all the parameters of when they have to be off the iPad, if you want them off during mealtime, how many hours a day they can be on it. I do a half an hour per kid in my house. But so much information. You can either get it as a physical CD set on my website, counterculturemom.com, or you can get them as an MP3 download. With the code TINA15, you'll automatically get 15% off of all the goods in the store. There's tons of DVDs and CD series and MP3s and parent chat book about tech gadgets. Excellent resources for parents on counterculturemom.com.
What don't most parents know about their teens?
Wow, I think most parents do not know about the content that our teens are listening to and watching on a daily basis. The number one thing I get when I do parent events, and this CD series, by the way, was recorded live at a recent homeschool convention. I did a 2-day series, 2 hours one day, 2 hours the next. A lot of parents came up to me and said, I knew it was bad, had no idea it was that bad. A lot of my kids watch a lot of the shows he talks about. I had no idea of the content. For example, like I recently said here, Riverdale 3 came out, the season 3 came out last October. It has a trailer for a 2 or 3 minute clip where at the end of the trailer it shows two moms, at demonic looking moms, if I can just say it as it is, at this party in the backyard over a fire holding two babies they're about to drop in the flames. That's where the trailer ends, and it tells you, tune into Riverdale 3, filled with witchcraft, debauchery, drunkenness, group orgy, sex scenes, Wicca. I'm not joking, Jensine. It's not just one bad scene every 5 episodes. It's a majority of each and entire episode showing these different activities and not showing the consequences thereof. So parents, number one thing they get when they come up to me is they literally sometimes put their arms around my neck and say, keep doing what you're doing. I had no idea it was this bad. I'm definitely going to be talking to my kids about what entertainment goes in their brain. Thank you for the positive shows that are out there. And I challenge teens and parents, give it a week. Ditch any negative entertainment, the lives that have been changed as a result, the emails I've been flooded with. In fact, it created a 41-page single-spaced document. I've kept all these emails over the years. On the days I want to give up, I reread that document. And God reminds me quickly, this is why you're doing what you're doing. Lives that were spared. I had one young girl in Montana erase over 340 sex-saturated, drug-infested songs after I did an assembly at her school in Bozeman, Montana. Wow. I had another kid whose mom came to a parent seminar and said, you got to be kidding me. Out of the 7 or 8 different examples of music you gave me, my son, I know, listens to 6 of them. She goes, I'm going to go home, talk to him, because I encourage parents, if kids are listening to this content, they either feel like what they're listening to or they're engaging in the activities that the music is promoting. It's almost like a hands down, that's what's going on. Parents said, there's no way my kid's suicidal. It's all suicidal tracks that you talked about that he's listening to. Goes home 3 hours later, the very next day, sat down at the table. The kid finally breaks down. He was 13 years old. This happened about 15 years ago. I remember like it was yesterday. Ripped up the suicide note, told his mom, you have no clue. I am tanking in my grades. I am suicidal. I'm depressed. I listen to this music because I feel like it's the only thing that can relate to how I'm feeling. And I was going to take my life tomorrow. They talked on a Thursday. He was going to kill himself that weekend. It's just one case out of many I could tell you. So those are the things that parents are shocked over. They don't realize that media has such a huge impact on what kids believe, what they think about, and what they do as a result. And that's my big alarming red flag, aha moment, because of what they're being taught.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Tina Marie Griffin, the counterculturemom.com. Tina, a teen comes from a spiritually devoid home and set of circumstances. What resources and help does your ministry provide? In other words, what bait are you using to catch that fish?
Absolutely. I love it. Well, I can tell you, I have a lot of atheists, Satanists, that a lot of times first attack me, but when they realize I won't name call, I won't tell them they're going to burn in hell, I won't tell them you're idiots, because I don't believe in any of that, because I came from that at one point in my life before I became a believer and placed my faith in Christ. So that's not going to win any soul. So when they start to see much of this conversation on my Facebook page, Counterculture Mom, I get blasted a ton by ace, but I want my words to go out and create life, not death. I want them to know their love. And sometimes it just takes sometimes years, Jensine. I've had people come to me saying, I didn't believe you for 7 years until I finally did more research, and now I see where you're coming from. But not giving up, sharing the love of the Lord, and the evidence that I love using, besides read the Word of God, here's the scripture that promotes why I think, I believe the Bible is true. Because when you have people that don't even believe the Bible, and the second you use the word Bible, they're like, forget it, I'm not interested. So I knew I needed scripture plus evidence that was going to help them see why scripture is truth. And that was a huge key that was needed, as I tell them, check out these videos. See for yourself the deception of what these celebrities are saying and they're admitting to themselves. So it's not just coming from me because I saw it for 10 years and I met these celebrities and went to the Oscars and did all this Miss America pageant stuff. I literally have the evidence for the people to see. CountercultureMom.com. You go to the video gallery, and you can also go to my YouTube channel, Counterculture Mom, and we'll see a ton of videos of celebrities literally saying that what they're doing is wrong, but they're in it for the cash. They could care less about their fans. They want the millions of dollars. They want the fame and fortune. When the atheist or even a Christian kid watches that, their jaws to the ground, and they start to say, I see the lies. What is the truth? And that's when they point them to Christ. Here's how you've been deceived and why you've been deceived. Here's why God is true. Here's a scripture to back up. Ephesians 5:11 have nothing to do with the seeds of darkness, but rather expose them. That's why I do what I do, to expose the lies and draw people to Christ. When they see that they're lied to, I don't have a teen ever tell me, I want to stay living in my life. They say, okay, well, then what's the truth? But I have to first show them how they're being deceived. And that, I can tell you, I can win over a crowd of 5,000 kids, at, like in the San Diego Convention Center when I was there, getting flooded with teens afterwards saying, I get it. I see the deception. I see how Satan is lying to me. No more. And that's what gets them pulled in, knowing that Christ is the truth. And he is who he says he is.
Amen and amen. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to speaker, author, former actress, and host of Hollywood Insider, Tina Marie Griffin, whose upfront, no-nonsense, and biblically-based approach to navigating the pop culture crisis has earned her the title, and rightly so, of Counterculture Mom. You can learn more about Tina Griffin's work, ministry, and mission by visiting CountercultureMom.com and get her resources. Invite her to speak. You will be blessed and encouraged and given hope that you did. Tina Griffin, if there is a more engaging, encouraging, bold, no-nonsense, full of love and compassion for the youth of our day and the parents that love them, I would like to meet this person. Truly, your calling to expose evil wherever it is found and then educate the public, the parents, the teachers, and most of all the teens is commendable to say the least. The scriptures teach us, and I quote, Acts 17:28, in him we live and move and have our being. When teens are taught their true identity is in Christ first, then they will be better able to counter their culture for Christ. As a counterculture mom, you are helping them to do just that, and beautifully so. We thank you. Every parent thanks you. God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Testimony is a global broadcast made possible by the generous contributions of our valued partners at Jensine Bard Ministries and you, our listening audience. Together, we are reaching souls for Christ, one testimony at a time. If you would like information on how you can support this broadcast with your tax-deductible gift, please visit us at jensinebard.com. That's one word, jensinebard.com. And join the conversation at our Facebook page, Testimony with Jensine Bard. Thank you for listening, and please join us again for Testimony.